This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
I just called the hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they would never recommend couples counseling.
Well, that's what they did.
I feel like the information that you got was extraordinarily bizarre.
Okay.
And I'm not clear on how, like, what you possibly could have told them.
I told them everything about our situation. That's what she told me.
You told them everything?
I mean, obviously it wasn't
you were
a lifelong conversation, but...
Right, it would have, I mean, it obviously would have had to have been. So,
okay, so no, I told them everything that I thought that could possibly be pertinent that you would likely tell them.
Did you tell them about when you spent a week telling me that you didn't remember the dirty joke that Julie sent you?
No, I did not tell them that.
So I'm not exactly clear on how you think that you told them everything pertinent. I mean...
Okay,
you told them that I've called you a physical abuser?
Yeah.
And you told them I've called you a sexual abuser?
Yeah.
You told them I called you an emotional abuser?
Yeah.
You told them I called you a psychological abuser?
No.
Did you tell them I called you a...
encompassed in an emotional abuse.
No, it's not. No. It's not.
Okay.
The psychological abuse is when you lie to me about something you already know that I know the truth about.
Okay.
And they said that you should go to couples counseling.
Yes.
With somebody who... is saying that. And did you tell them that Aaron Bell was in agreement?
Did I tell them that Aaron Bell was in agreement? No.
Yeah. Who did
I
you tell them
that
was
Aaron
in...
Bell was in agreement?
Who did you tell them was in agreement?
Did I tell them was in agreement?
Yeah, you said that you were going to call and tell them that everybody who has seen the situation, who actually knows us both, says the same thing. Did you tell
oh,
them that, or did
you
say
that
I was the only one?
That they were in agreement with you that I am an abuser? Yes, I told them
yeah.
that.
Did you tell them that those people came to that conclusion independently just by watching what you said and how you behaved and what you lied about?
I did not say that, and I'm not sure that I would characterize
so
it
you,
that way.
So you wanted people to believe that I convinced others that you're an abuser, and you knew that
no.
by convincing, you knew by portraying the story that I'm the root of the belief that you're an abuser, and I'm the one convincing others of that, people would imagine that it might not be true.
I'm not trying to get anybody to imagine anything.
Then why would you not present that everybody came to this conclusion independently?
I did. I just told you. I just told you that they all said it independently. I don't.
And they told you that we should go to couples counseling.
Yeah. Everybody at Honey Lake says we should go to couples counseling. My new counselor says we should go to couples counseling.
Do you want me to talk to Ted about it, or do you want me to talk to your new counselor about it?
Probably my new counselor, but I don't know that he's going to be ready to do that yet.
Have you talked to anybody from Honey Lake since you got your Dr. Croft report back?
I think I talked to that Colby guy. And I talked to Nathan when you asked me to talk to Nathan. I don't recall the timeline. And somebody reached out from their aftercare team, but I didn't have anything to really say to them because I hadn't had anything set up yet.
Well, I don't know what to do, Dustin. I cannot find a professional in the world who will tell me that I should go to couples counseling with you.
Okay.
I can't. I mean, I think Matt's willing to see us because it feels like I have the safety with him of him having, a background context. And I think that would be important to protect me.
And I have gotten the feedback from every single other professional that that's inappropriate.
Yeah, but you're talking about people who don't think you're an abuser.
Well, because they don't think
that
I am.
Every professional you talk to in the context of domestic abuse says that the abuser should not be in couples counseling with the victim. And so for you to go and say that we need to follow the advice of professionals who have been led to believe that we have marital conflict is terrifically gaslighting. I mean, we need some way for you and I to both be speaking to the same professional and not in a couples counseling session and not somebody who could have the opportunity to make profit off of us being in couples counseling with them.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the solution is, but I don't know how to do anything other than what I am doing, so...
Well,
we're basically not a couple right now. You don't
exactly
want to be with me, so we don't need couples counseling unless we're going
to
be a couple.
I want to be. Look, you're telling a lie when you say I don't want to be with you. I want to be with you.
I said you don't want to be with me right now.
I want to be with you right now. I want to be with you right now. I'm trying to figure out a way.
You don't literally want
to. I literally want to. I literally want to
no,
be
you
with
don't.
You today.
Or
I
we
want
would
to
do
be
it.
With you tonight. No, because you're dead. That's not something I have control over. If I could wave a magic wand and it would stop, I would wave the wand.
That's what I'm saying. You, in your opinion, I'm
in
literally
power,
accusing you right
it's
now.
It's not an opinion,
so you...
Dustin. It's not an opinion.
Okay.
It's not an opinion.
But
it's
I'm
the
saying,
fact of our lives,
under,
I can't
under the reality of
doesn't exist.
This circumstances that actually exist right now.
Yeah, there's
don't.
Circumstances that actually exist where you're the one who's an abuser and you're the one who needs to repent. These circumstances, I'm doing everything within my power to be with you. Everything that I can do.
But another way to say that is you don't want to right now. We're not a couple right now.
Another way to say that is that I want to. I want to. I want to. As badly as I possibly can want to, I want to end the abuse and be with you. That's a way to say that.
Well, if I can help, I'm willing to do whatever I can to help.
Do you think it would help if you could get your therapist to call me so that
no.
I could tell him the situation in a way that he could understand and then point you?
I think that that will probably happen at some point.
Yeah, but the sign-up window for the program that is only offered once a year is like, I don't even remember. It was like March 30th through April 4th, and that's it.
Okay.
And it doesn't open again for another year.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm not willing to do that program. I just haven't looked at it.
I know, but what you said to me on the phone was really not so great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're saying literally every professional I speak to says that's not what I need. That's not helpful.
Well, I mean, I'm just reporting facts about that.
I know, but you understand that the professionals you're speaking to are not the same ones I've spoken to. Like, we need you.
I know, honey. That's the whole point of a couples counselor.
No, it's not. Couples counselors are for people who have marital problems, and you're presenting to people that this has something to do with your wife being upset that you cheated on her.
No,
you're presenting as someone who has marital problems, and that's not okay. It's not okay for you to take advice based on a description of marital problems. That's not okay.
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't know what else I can do for you.
I'm saying that you can give me access to the professionals that you're going to take advice from.
Okay, well, I've already said that my therapist, whatever, would like to talk to you. He's just not ready yet.
What does that mean? You haven't primed him enough?
No. It means that he said the words. I will probably talk to your wife at some point. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, I'd love to go ahead and talk to him. Like, bearing in mind the time sensitivity of the program that I think you need to go in. It would be really helpful if you told him that was welcome at this point. So that you didn't set it up to look as though I'm being intrusive.
I mean, there's no therapist in the world that's not going to interpret that as intrusive.
If it's coming from Nathan, Nathan was begging me to talk to him. It was beautiful.
I do not recall it being like that, quite honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, we spent a 45-minute session. Nathan.
In fact, Nathan...
bottom of how
describe to me talk. How disturbed he was by your incessant attempts to communicate that seemed off to him. I think that's the same way, and I know for
I know.
Sure that's the same way that Ted
that's
feels about it.
No.
And
Ted the
how a new therapist is going to feel about it.
You made Nathan think that your wife accuses you of lying, but won't tell you how you're lying. what you really need. You think you're crazy because you don't understand what your wife is talking about. You just need wife to get involved in your counseling. It's like, Nathan's like, well, I guess we got to talk to his wife to get to the bottom of this. Otherwise, we're never going to be able to say what it is she's talking about. And then it's like, oh, my wife won't get involved. She won't talk about it. She just wants to accuse him of being an abuser without giving any specifics. So that was beautiful how you set that up with Nathan. And then with Ted, you set up the opposite.
Those were facts.
Oh, okay, we don't need my wife. Oh, good, we don't need my wife. Oh, good, we don't need my wife. Okay, you're just going to deal with me directly. Okay, I got this. You're not interested in hearing from the elders. But, perfect, you've got your wife calling because Nathan convinced her she should be involved. And you've got the elders offering as though they hadn't been invited to want to intrude on it, too. Oh, your wife is wanting to get in the middle of it. Oh, the elders are wanting to get in the middle of it. Oh, Ted can see what the problem is now.
You did it both ways. I'm not following you, but
you got Nathan to think that you needed your wife and the elders' input, and that your wife and the elders unreasonably would not give evidence of what they've been accusing you of. And then you got Ted to think that your wife and the elders were trying to intrusively offer information and get in the middle of your counseling session.
You're not really following me, but I'm not.
You got Nathan to think that we were.
No, I'm not following you because I'm working.
You got Nathan to think.
Basically,
that
the same opinion of you on any of this.
I tried many expensive, intentional avenues. You got Nathan
with considerable effort
to
resolve this with you.
You got Nathan to think that I didn't want to be involved in your counseling, and that was unreasonable. And then you got Ted.
Contrary to what happened, and I gotta go.
You got Ted to think that I wanted to intrude on your counseling, and that was unreasonable. That's not counter to what happened. You got Nathan to think that I unreasonably would not give input, and then you got Ted to think that I unreasonably
I have to take a phone call.
Insert input where it wasn't invited. That's true, and I have email evidence of both of those things.
I have to take a phone call.
That's fine. You can take a phone call.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.